Earth and Sky.
There's been a lot of research on the setting in which life on Earth may have begun, and there are various fashions, but one of these is that it might have started hot and deep.
You're listening to astrophysicist Paul Davies of Arizona State University. He studies the origins of life on our planet.
It may well have started 1 or 2 kilometers beneath the seabed near one of the volcanic vents that are so common, where the internal heat of the Earth comes up and meets the ocean and creates thermal pandemonium.
Tiny microbes called extremophiles have been discovered living in the extreme heat of these sea vents.
I think that offers a possible setting so that life may have begun deep down under the ground and then only later evolved and adapted to cooler surface conditions on Earth.
Davies added that scientists still know little of how life started.
Scientifically, we're no better off now than we were 30 or 40 years ago. The scientific facts are more or less the same. We still have no theory of how life began. It could be it is an exceptionally rare thing, or it could be it is something that's more or less automatic and will happen wherever there are the right conditions. So the obvious way to test that is to look for it happening many times on Earth.
More interviews with scientists at our website. I'm Lindsay Patterson. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.